Early 20th century China is a setting for the second novel by Beijing writer Liu Hang. The book is called Green River Daydreams. It was translated by Howard Goldblatt. Alan Shues has our review.
There's a scene early in this novel that sums up for me the wonderful spirit of Green River Daydreams. Old Master, as he's known, head of the Cao family, a clan of provincial landowners and entrepreneurs, orders his slave, whose name is Ears, to help him with a special ceremonial chore. It's the annual airing of the books in his library. All those books, Ears tells us, I should point out that he's the narrator of this novel, boxes and boxes of them gave off the sweet smell of mildewed paper and dirt. When the sun made its appearance, sacred memorial tablets were set out, leaned against the corridor wall. The front row consisted of those for the great masters, Master Confucius, Master Yan, Master Zizi, Master Ron. But as Ears tells us, the servants don't give a hoot for these writings. Not a single page, he says, in all those books spoke for us. Liu Hang's novel, part of a burst of contemporary Chinese literary genius, speaks, I think, for many. As Ears, an old man as the novel opens, recounts to one of his young descendants his fascinating story. It's the story of his 17th year and the beginning of his struggle for knowledge, freedom, and love. The story of the education of the slave narrator in the ways of the world. A story of love and adultery, smut and poetry, revolt and retrenchment, comedy and horror. Of the struggle between Western ideas and the old political system, all of it set against subtly portrayed mountain and river landscapes. So this particular book doesn't need any airing for mildew or rot. It's filled with light and fresh vision, and it deserves a discerning audience.
The book is Green River Daydreams by Liu Hang. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Redpath, and Rhonda Ray.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Bob Duncan, Martha Wexler, Jeff Sandman, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Rena Advani.
Librarians include Denise Chen, Catherine Baer, Robert Goldstein, and Giselle Foss. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.